The war in Syria is taking a heavy toll on children. That's the finding of a study sponsored by UNESCO based on interviews with Syrian kids at a refugee camp in Turkey. 3 out of 4 say they've lost someone they felt close to. Almost half suffer from clinical depression, and about a third have post-traumatic stress disorder. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, those statistics raise alarms about Syria's future.
The bell rings at 8 a.m. at the Friendship Elementary School. Syrian kids in fresh school uniforms cram behind desks, more than 40 in every class. The Turkish government provided this school with a garden in the southern city of Gaziantep. Syrian parents and volunteer teachers run the school free of charge for 270 students, all of them refugees. This third grade class greets a visitor and shows what they've learned.
How are you?
Thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Manal Kamis teaches English here. These volunteer teachers use textbooks collected from Syrian schools destroyed or closed back home. It's the Syrian curriculum with some extras.
Everything, Arabic, English, Turkish. Everything. Art.
The teachers offer a few hours of normal childhood for these kids, but the war in Syria has touched many young lives. Kamis recalls a boy who enrolled within days of fleeing the northern city of Aleppo after a bomb exploded in front of his house.
He can't speak any word, okay, for 3 days. And no reaction, okay?
And so the teachers encourage the silent boy to draw.
He drew only windows. Close windows, and then he opened the window. Why? We don't know. We asked him about what do you mean by open window? He can't speak.
Is he okay now?
Not very good, okay. They are children, and they can't endure this tragedy.
Everyone is sad when they're forced to leave home, says Kamis, even as she comforts her students.
Why sad? Why? Why you are sad? My father?
Surya.
Oh, he will come back.
The teachers were forced out, too. They're part of Aleppo's professional class. They bring specialized skills to this overcrowded school in Turkey. Manar Manal Hassan, a medical doctor, is now the school psychologist. She says she sees signs of trauma in the way the kids behave.
They oftentimes get into fights, and oftentimes I call their parents to come and to solve what has happened. And even parents are surprised. They are saying, our children were not like this. They did not behave like that.
Many children say they still don't feel safe, even here in southern Turkey.
My name is Yaman.
My name is Julie.
My name is Sabah.
They are 7 years old. They fled Aleppo with their parents. Families often send out the most vulnerable in the household. Yaman says her extended family stayed behind in Syria.
Because all my relatives and my grandparents are in Syria, I don't have anyone here to play with. Everyone is back home. They might die. Many things can happen.
A new study warns that Syrian children could become a lost generation, the hidden casualty of the war. Researchers from Turkish, American, and Norwegian universities interviewed more than 500 children in a refugee camp on the Turkish border. They've released preliminary findings at a news conference in Washington. Dr. Selçuk Çeren, a psychology professor at New York University, says the findings are disturbing.
So we were talking about a very traumatized group. If we do not do our job as an international community of adults, these kids will go untreated with high levels of depression, high levels of PTSD. This will come back and haunt us in the future.
The warnings about a haunting future can be heard clearly in this old apartment building in Antakya in southern Turkey. It's another school for Syrian refugees. Here, 20-year-old Rahaf Tenawi works as the school counselor. She knows that Syrian children have been damaged by the war.
All their dreams to kill Bashar.
The president of Syria.
Yes. Here, not all the families, but a lot of them always teaching his children, we have to kill them, to kill all the family of Bashar.
But for children to think about killing is not something children should do.
Sure, sure. So that's our jobs. We have to change these views.
It's a very hard job to change these views, she adds quietly, after all the loss and everything these children have seen. Deborah Amos, NPR News.